Blog Talk Radio.
Let me see him. Y'all give me a minute. I know y'all hear me out there. I'm trying to get this board situated.
We live, naked. We live.
Yeah, I think we live. Let me press on him. We need to quit changing
right,
shit
make
up.
Sure we live. Make sure we ain't talking to each other.
You better believe it. Need a lot of flashlight. I think I got it. Say what? Welcome to the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show. Tuesday, November 4th,
2014. Weak bitch too.
Yeah, you better believe it. Got some weak bitches out there.
Anything goes on this show.
We're
going to try our best to keep it 100 and keep it real and not be biased.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. DJ, you talking about our other co-host? Oh, Mr. Maul? I ain't heard from him. You heard from
him? I don't know if he done come out of the intensive care. Not yet. You know, the North for the beating on them boys so bad. They say he was in critical condition with no life support for a minute, but I think they... They was able to resuscitate him and get him back going. So
they on life support.
Oh my goodness, man! A lot of people try to watch that ass over on the rug, but I gotta keep it alive because I gotta tell you, everybody say that was probably one of the best races they've been to in their life. Not in a while. Not this year. Several people I talked to said that's the best race they ever been to in their life.
That's good. I'm glad they put on a good event.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did.
Big props out them, and a lot of people said, you know, bottom line, they got their ass kicked, but they still had to get their spots and them up on the tip, putting their ass out there to get, you know, and it wasn't they getting out there, over the shit out, and them over said, they just kept going. Even though it didn't help that much, they kept going.
Well, what the address to Grudge Inc. down there and make on so we can get some Preparation 8 something to them boys with the extra large tip. They got the air hole blowed out.
They need
the extra large tip. No? You know, they got the other tips out. Now they got the dish tip. They need a dish tip.
Yeah. Shouts out to them. You got to give shouts out to the North, man. The North right now is the shit. I mean, I gotta give it to him. I'm from the South. You gotta keep it real. Donnie is the baddest motherfucker on 29s right now. It is what it is. You know.
Oh yeah. I congratulate all them guys for coming anyway. The one that didn't bring no cars, the one that did bring a car. Them guys up north, you know, they got a long way to go to get here. They made it. With no problems and mishaps and no incidents and accidents. You know, they had to leave their families and everything, you know. Man, them guys were stand-up guys, you know. I like the way that they came down and represented. And they took that W back with them. Whether they brought a car, whether they came to spectate. They came down, they showed up, and they showed out. And, hey.
It was all love, everybody support. I mean, that's how it should be. Everybody showing support, having a good time. No hiccups, no bullshit, just. Everybody coming for a common goal. And then they did all this shit and ain't had a man shootout. There's a bunch of goddamn racing and everybody loves it.
Oh, yeah. I can feel the boy from the North, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to get them motherfucker down. I can hear them down. Get them motherfucker down.
Bottom line, it went down and they do what they doing. But I got to say, you know, there's two more races coming up. Texas and Baldy.
Yeah.
If they can Rain victorious in them last two races. I mean, the North gonna be considered the goddamn king, the king of the road races for the you know, for this year, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But they still gotta get through these two last races.
Oh yeah.
Gotta do that now, but right now it's undisputed.
Oh yeah, hey, they showed up and showed I did a damn thing. I'm glad of that, you know. Hey, like what that old country saying? The sun don't shine on the same old dog every goddamn day.
Yeah, man, they got people regrouping.
Oh,
people regrouping right now, boy.
They ain't just regrouping here; they regroup and they sticking together. You know what I'm saying? They got some real teams up that way. They looking out for each other. That way it's supposed to be.
Well, I mean, like, you know, they travel down here together. When they come down, they're united as one. But when they go back up the road, they fighting like cats and dogs. You know, they have their own little stuff, just like we got down here. But, you know, they're going to be going to the dirty south down in Florida. We're going from east, southwest, east and north. Everybody, all roads going to lead to Florida at the end of the year in December. You will be able to wear shorts. Driving out of the snow into the sunshine.
It's supposed to be. Oh, yeah. Well, let me see. We got one hand up. Let me see what we got going on here. 734-7294. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with?
What's going on, Bud Neck and DJ? This Corey.
What's going on, Corey?
Ain't too much, you know. Chilling. Calling in to see what's going on the show.
Oh, man, getting guys up and up their props, man. You know, they do credibility. They do credit.
Oh,
hey, they can't not get the damn thing.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, we went down there representing. You know, we on that hole now. We call that the 313 hole.
Fill us in, Corey. Fill us in one time. Killer, what was your top main three or five road races that you saw? And that really excited you that day.
Oh yeah, Donye and the Memphis Gangster. That was a good one.
Good race, yeah.
Can you tell me what it was like after that race? Were you anywhere around the cars or the teams when that was over with?
Oh, you know they had some hurting faces over there. You know it.
They had a gas station.
Wasn't nobody holding no back with it.
Huh?
Was somebody holding teams back?
They probably was over there, you know.
Okay.
That was a good race, though. That was a good race.
Hell, I know when I lost the Memphis Gangster down there, hey, my little boy asked me, said, Daddy, are you mad? I said, no, son, I ain't mad. I was mad in a month. I just gonna get my son, though. I'm just gonna tell you, I'm keeping it real. I'm 100. Oh, man, there was something. It came straight out of the trailer, then Ted didn't tune, didn't do shit. My driver. Hey, driver, you going to bet? Hell no, you got here too goddamn late. You on your own.
yeah,
you on your goddamn own, motherfucker. You going to stop showing up late, you son of a bitch. That's what he said. Damn. It is what it is. All right, that shit goddamn, hey, it is what it is. You win some, you lose some. That's all I can say about
it. Well, you know, you live to fight another day, you know. Hell, another race, you know, that John Doe and, that Camaro, whatever, Tony Byron called that Camaro.
Trouble.
Yeah, Trouble. That was another good one.
Okay, okay.
You know, Brian Davis had to put it on Junior again.
How many times that is? Three times?
Yep.
Three times and lost one time, I think, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. I know they said it was awesome, though, man. Everybody I talked to said it was an awesome, awesome raid that Wick put on down now. They said, you know, I ain't get a chance to make it.
Right, the track was on kill, and everybody had a good time with no hiccups, no mishaps. And, that's a bunch of fellowship, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's about, you know.
That's what it's about, man. That's what it's all about.
I just can't wait for Florida night, you know. Heck, we're going to see if we can go down there and take over down there.
I don't know about that now. I want y'all to show up, but you know, that's further south now than anywhere else. They're going to be hot over there.
See, the north came, you know, down. Now they're going way out west. And then they're going to try to come on down south, all the way down to the bottom and do it again. We're going to see. Y'all got two more races to really solidify yourself now.
When is that race in Texas?
It's November the 15th, next weekend.
Okay.
Hey, now y'all gotta show that love and. Hey, DJ. Hey,
yeah.
Y'all gotta show that love and come up north sometime, man.
Oh, don't you worry. I know at least two or three times next year. At least two or three times I'll be coming to the north next year.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you.
The good thing about been getting ready right here at the end of the year, but I'll be ready for everything come first of the year.
Okay, that'll be cool.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be locked, cocked, ready to go, man.
That's what's up.
Let me ask you something. I got my partner number and everything, but I've been so damn busy, man. When I had to deal with my sister, I kind of shied away from everything for a minute, trying to, you know, get myself together.
Okay.
You talk to my partner, Uncle Larry, and Dre, them. I ain't talking to none of them.
No, I ain't talked to Larry in a while.
Okay. I'm going to call, see what's up with him. That's my homie.
Oh, yeah, Larry's a good guy. Drag a good guy, too.
I got to call him up, see what they got going on, eh? I ain't heard from him in a while.
I ain't heard from him either, man. It's good to see everybody together, man. It's always
good. Well, I'm glad you did the damn thing, you know. A lot of people was against him. You know, they don't want to see him come down. You know, they hated to see him get his shit together. I'm glad he got it together.
I'm gonna say this. I'm glad he got some damn help. But I see Donnie can't do it all by himself. You know he was trying. He got some damn help now though.
Oh yeah. That makes a difference, man. It makes a difference when you got a damn real pit crew. Make a difference when you got some motherfuckers on your team.
He got seven cars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I said, people don't understand that shit, man. When you buy yourself, you buy yourself. Like me and my driver, that shit hell on me and that man. That man had to drive, then had to get ready to drive the car. We got to go over the car. We got to prep the car. Shit, that's a lot of work. A lot of work. But it's all good. Hopefully, everything with my son, I'm going to try to get him to go with me a few times. When he's playing football, he loves to go and love to help out. I got both of my boys. We're going to see what we can do. Next season, better believe that. Yeah.
I've heard a few little rumors. I hadn't had a chance to address them privately, but I can definitely address them publicly and just see if it's true. You know, I know your arch rival, I think, Mark Gates and Corey Gates, I hear they got oil pressure now.
Hold that thought, DJ. Somebody keep pressing. 901 dropped. All two, they had their hand up. I wasn't looking at the board. They don't drop. Let me get that one caller. 334-2858. You might be lying.
Hey, this is Danny Williams. This goes especially out to Butt Naked. Or anybody else, I got about 20,000 burning a hole in my pocket. If anybody wants to try that Mustang Mark Gates got. But that goes especially out to Butt Naked now.
Whoa. Huh?
Go ahead, DJ. Give it, DJ.
Say it one more time. I was on mute for a second, but I heard something about say it one more time, sir. I didn't hear you.
This goes especially out the Butt Naked. I got between $10,000 and $20,000 if you want to try that Mustang Mark Gates guy.
Okay.
When
would you like to try that?
Anytime.
How about the race in Orlando, Florida coming up? What's up?
Orlando? Now, we ain't got to go way to Florida, man.
Where in the hell are we going to go?
We can do it in Montgomery.
When?
Just next weekend will be fine. That'll work. Anytime.
When is Pat got a race coming up down on the 16th, I think. He texted to me. Let me look at my phone. Me and Pat talked yesterday. Let me see what he got going on.
In Montgomery?
Yeah, he got a raid coming up. Actually, takes me a flyer. I'm going to look nasty.
Yeah, there's one coming up in Montgomery.
He got two races, look like. November 16th, he paying $3,200 for the 28 and 29 tie shootout. Then he got a 28 versus a 275, he paying $2,000 shootout.
Okay. That's all fine and dandy, but nigga, let's talk about this race right here.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. So on the 16th, when is that? That's about two more weeks, ain't it? Yeah, that sounds good. What you want to do, homie? How can we get the deposit?
No, just whenever. I got it.
Well, you need to try to lock it in. Can you get your money down to DJ Grant for the lock up?
Oh, yeah, I can do it. How much they going to lock in?
We're going to
lock in.
You can do it with Pat. Either one.
You can do it with Pat. How you want to do it? We're going to lock in $1,000 on $5,000. How about that?
Oh, yeah, I want to bet at least $5,000.
That's what I said, $1,000 and $5,000.
Yeah,
and how can we contact you? You said your name, Danny?
Yeah, Danny.
We need a phone number. You got the phone number on the board?
Yeah, I got his number right here on the board. I'm going to write it down.
Right now, basically,
And I know where DJ's place is.
Okay, tentatively, next weekend in Montgomery on the 16th, Mock Gates car that they just had over the Phoenix City this past weekend, Mock Gates Core Gates car. 105 or better, preferably better.
28 tires, man.
Both cars on 28.
21?
No bars, 28 tires.
Oh, yeah, on 28.
Yeah.
Okay.
28, no ball, stop suspension. I had to get the stop suspension, no matter. Long book calls on 28 nitrous. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good to me.
So, Danny, when can you get a deposit to somebody?
Anytime this week, I'm taking it down to DJ's.
Well, take it down to DJ. You know where both of y'all feel called,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, I know where DJ's place is.
All right. Well, if you ain't got it down there by Thursday, we'll give you the Thursday now. You ain't got it down there by Thursday, we're going to call y'all on the radio show.
All right, I know you've done it tonight.
We can do it. I mean, anytime between now and next Tuesday, because we'll make the announcement that it's officially locked by next Tuesday.
Yeah, well, that'll be fine. 105,000 or better.
Yeah,
that's right.
That sounds pretty good, Mr. Dan. I sure appreciate it. I've been looking for that because there's been a lot of talk going on. DJ was just going to get started. I told him, hold on, somebody got their hand up.
That kills all the night. Ain't nothing to talk about. That's what you want. Talking is over when you can get your lock in. Ain't nothing to talk about. Just time to get out. Shit.
That's right. Way to lose. That's the way it is.
Ain't no more jaw dragging. Ain't no more this or that. That or this. You know, hell, it's locked. Don't be locked. It's
tentatively
locked right now. So.
Then I got two questions for you, Mr. Bennett. Then you used to have a red Nova back in the day.
Yeah, I still got it.
I know you did. I've been at the next question. Well, did me and you shoot crap together back in the day? I think we did.
Who is this? Who's your name?
Huh?
Who are you?
I'm Bud Naked.
I shot dice, which y'all don't remember.
Are
you shooting dice all the time?
Yeah. When I had a little money back in the days, I used to build a little food. I used to do a little gambling. I did a little gambling over there in Georgia. I don't hang out a long time ago.
I used to gamble over all the time.
I'm getting a bit more of that money. We're going to shoot more dice than I got there. We're going to shoot D28 at each other.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And when we get through, we can shoot dice too.
Yeah, we can buy it one more time. I'll do it one more time for old times. We're going to get in the dirt. We're going to get in the dirt and we're going to shoot out the cook. How about that?
That's right. I still have a little bit left.
Okay. Well,
we appreciate you calling in just hang tight. We're going to open up a couple more mics and just jump in whenever you want to, brother.
Okay.
All right,
man.
I was trying to find Wickham back. I lost it.
Remy's jumping in whenever she's ready. I'm ready. Remy's ready.
Ooh, Remy. If you ready, Remy.
Yeah, Remy's ready.
Remy.
How y'all doing on here today?
You're doing all right, Remy.
You should be doing better.
You hadn't said nothing but Nugget. This is but Nugget show. You got the Greek boss.
He got them boys crazy now. Oh, yeah. Everything been going, Brady?
Man, I can't complain, man. You know, we're just trying to put some stuff in the works, man. Putting it together. What y'all got going on, man?
So, Brady, you jump in on this show and you don't speak to Ms. Remy?
I'm sorry. I apologize, Remy. How you doing, man? How you doing, Remy?
Good, Brady.
Let me go ahead and read this list. If we open your mic, the first thing you got to do, now I got to make this clear. I got to ask both of y'all, but I mean, the right thing would be to say hello to Miss Remy first when you first come on, but I got to ask Paul first. Is that okay?
Now,
yeah,
that's all right. That's all right.
Okay. I had to clear that with Boss. Now, Boss said it's okay, so y'all, when y'all come on, first say hello to Miss Remy.
Then say hello to
Boss.
Okay. How you doing, Remy?
I'm doing good, Brady.
That's amazing. Boss, what's happening, man? What's going on, man?
On the home, trying to hold it in the road, man.
Yeah, man. I'm all right.
Brady and Miss Remy and DJ, we got 901 boy them beat Dan again. Let me get them up. I missed them while I go to dropped off or something. 901. 4987. Is that more or is that weak? Wait a minute. Sit down, girl. Stop. Here we go.
What's the boss?
Hey.
Hello? Hey, Miss Remy, how you doing? Fuck that boss. What's going on?
They
told me
y'all was on suicide watch, man. I said, God damn,
hey, DJ, those motherfuckers hit my ass so bad I went ahead in the tower. People out the window and said, Mama, the man out there, how y'all touch these motherfuckers?
I mean, y'all got decapitated, guys. Hey,
it's all good.
I ain't gonna be on y'all, y'all will be on me. If that was me, y'all be giving me hell like a zombie. Nah, still. But you know what?
Hey, but you see,
I get
hey, you tell
y'all,
them
y'all, y'all week.
I get all those guys that credit them guys got their cars straightened out. I appreciate them guys coming supporting Wick Ray. Those some straight up guys. Hey, they handle their business. That's all they did.
Oh, yeah. They did what they had to do.
That's
part
it.
Of
that's it, man.
But you know, we got y'all president locked back in now.
Hey, Mo. What size? What size you want? One to ten, 1 through 10. What size do you want?
What you mean? What size I want?
What size tip do you want?
Separation
what size? What size tip do you want, homie?
I don't want no tip. I want to dye your hands back.
What size tip you want on the separation eight?
Hey, you late that. Hey, one thing about it, you up DJ come help me, you two-sided motherfucker. The show stayed off 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, you up DJ come help me.
Hey, I'm all right. They got some new shit going on with this show, man. Jay Bond just told me at 7:33, I don't know nothing about this shit. Nothing.
Man, I kept calling the show and you and shit.
I hear some background. If we merged with another show right now, what's going on?
No, I don't think. No, I ain't on there another show.
Okay.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
You know we locked in with Don Yates, motherfucker. Hey, he ain't showing me nothing. I ain't gonna never let him make it.
Oh, shit. Y'all locked
in
with Don Yates. Don Yates,
how much you
want to
bet? How much you want to bet, DJ?
Don Yates, where y'all racing in Texas?
We're gonna do it in Texas on the 15th. All of us going to Texas on the 15th. We're shorter.
Really short of that.
Yeah. We're
going to lock it a young 200.
I bet
200.
Yeah. Bet 200. Hey, DJ, y'all really missed a bad motherfucker, DJ.
I know it. Listen, man, I swear, man. Everybody I talk to more than I swear, man. Everybody I talk to. Several people tell me that's the best race they ever been to in their life, man.
Yeah,
in their life.
Them motherfuckers
racing, ain't nothing like it, man. They said nothing but good racing going on all day long. They said you couldn't get back to the damn, go one race over, you get back to the pit shot, and then nothing going. They said you could never, Lord said they can even have time to eat. There's so much action going on.
Yes,
well. They told me, said, goddamn, Wick got there. He said, Wick was going in hard, boy.
Yeah, we were going. Hey, one thing about it, we got mercy room, but we did beat some ass.
Yeah, that's cool. But a couple of them, like,
that part of it.
If you're not, I know some people might have other people on their line, please, man. If y'all ain't talking, just please mute your phone. We are catching a lot of background noise, background conversation.
Let me turn that TV down. The TV done came on.
That might be your TV then, bro.
I'm out of talking. Come on, hit it right there, dude. I sound like Barry White.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah, let me go back. I keep looking at my phone. I got about 20 ticks. Push the one, goddammit. I can't. Yeah. I know if you're telling me about what's going on or you want to say something, push the damn one button. Shit.
If a motherfucker wants to lock me in, push the one button. I ain't doing it. I'm still living.
Oh, man.
Yeah, them motherfuckers is fun, man. I'm glad, man. Them boys racing their ass up.
I know you're talking about push the one button, DJ. I know what you're talking about.
Remy's back on the line, so tell me what you're talking about. I want to lock it in.
I think I'm going to
put my little challenger.
Let me tell you this. Remember, what you gotta understand is, sometimes when we lock in, they got what's called, you know, you got some people that's called or want to consider themselves bears in the game. When you're a bear, you're not really focused. You're not supposed to have no reverse. You're not supposed to back down if it's anything that sit, that pretty much sit like you're in your, you know, kind of built like yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, like Margo here, Margo ain't in the bag down. Nothing 29-315. They ain't bagging down. They ain't even the bag up.
I don't 28 neither.
Nah, I was waiting on button naked, motherfucker, man. 28 or 29. 9-1 say they don't give a damn about nobody.
Lotta dotta anybody.
Is that correct?
Okay, yeah. I hear you.
Oh, hold on, I'm, give me a minute. Is that correct, Mark? I want to make sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, you are correct.
Lot of doubt anybody, including live action.
Yeah. I got to fuck them up. Well, it all look like they ain't going to make it this year. I'll catch them next year.
Okay.
I appreciate my brother staying out of my way.
You appreciate what?
I appreciate them staying out of my way. But, boy, they see some bad motherfuckers come and try to take my property. God damn it. That boy, then they had to be there something.
Hey, Ma, they going to be in Orlando. They going to be in Orlando.
Oh, y'all, you best believe all of us in Orlando.
I mean, I can't say what nobody going to do. I'm just speaking. I asked a question. Now, you know Big Ball Factor, don't you?
Yeah, I know Ball Factor.
Now, Ball Factor had a little thread, and he pretty much said that he's going to come back in the 29 class or whatever, kind of need to be on alert. I heard a few people saying this and saying that. So I asked him, I just politely asked him, well, I basically told him, you know, does that refer to live action also? And if it did, if he on the ground and they on the ground, my money went live action.
Yeah. Well, that's normal anyway.
Yeah. But, I mean, it just turned into a fiasco, and he never asked the question if he would race him or whatever. So, you know, I don't know. But the man tried to throw the shadow. He tried to figure, we got a Mustang, we got the shadow or something. I'm like, what the hell? The shadow done crossed over. I mean, I don't know. Is y'all looking at, would y'all run the shadow being he done lit the clock up?
He can't call back. It's a done deal for him.
It's over. No. They got rules and regulations out now. They got rules and regulations. You light that clock up, it's over with. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not trying, because, I mean, everybody, I don't dislike the shadow or dislike Ball Factor, none of that. But, you know, bottom line is, we got these grudge rules for a reason. Now, I like what Phil went over there and did. I mean, we cheered for you over here because you used to be one of us. ain't no straddling the goddamn fence.
Yeah.
Unless you in some type of shootout that they allow grudge cars and class cars. Right now, that's fine. If somebody let that happen, but as far as racing a true grudge car, it's over.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing. I can't speak for them, DJ, but you're right about that. Now, they did say if you light the clock up and it's over with, you might well go into class. Stay in the class and don't bring it back to the grudge. Do something different.
Exactly. I mean, everybody, they ain't nobody gonna sit there and run no motherfucker
go that. And they beat them, it's over with for 1 minute.
It's over. It's over. That's the reason why these rules are in place. That's why we do what we do. They do what they do. You cross over, guess what?
Some people don't understand. You or anybody else probably can beat them if they fuck up, but they wouldn't look at the fuck.
Exactly. They ain't gonna care about the fuck. He whoops up. Regardless of how smart we are, regardless of this, regardless of that, regardless of any goddamn thing, they know this motherfucker went this fast.
and you just beat it.
All right. Hey, you can say this pad. I can say the goddamn number because they're carried. Don't show the time. But that being said, 773-4309. Your mic is live. 773-4309. Big Will, what's going on?
Hey, everybody. Big Will, how y'all doing?
What's happening, Will? What's happening?
Oh, man.
What you think about what I just said, Will?
I didn't hear it all, DJ. What were you talking about?
Man, light up the clock, man. Grudge racer, known grudge racer in the game, liked by a lot, and you know, but he decides he wants to light up the clock. What's your feeling of him just coming right back over and trying to race a grudge racer?
Well, you know, they got them rules that you lighten up the clock.
I mean, yeah, I mean. It is what it is, man. I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to say this, say that. I mean, I wish him success over there.
No, you're right, though. You're right, though, DJ. You know, you just call him spade a spade. You're right. Motherfucker like the clock. They go for you, me, anybody else.
It sure do. If I light it up, shit, right. I'm outside.
You can't call him. That changes everybody like the motherfuckers up and roll with
exactly.
It.
Right. Exactly.
And I didn't hear the stories about, you know, you ran that this time, you won't run it next time, yeah, but you might run something so close. People still can sort of peg you a little bit and peg the next guy. And that's what it's about.
Exactly.
You know,
man, you can go out there and run goddamn 380 and run me and run 5-0. They still won't say you went 380.
That's right.
It kills action, man. That bottom line, it kills action. It kills.
Right.
Well, people you probably could have got a race with ain't gonna race you no more.
Right. Right. Because you beat this guy that
no
weighs 380.
Yeah.
So, I agree. Just part of the game. You know, that's what it is. It is what it is.
That's why we do what we do. They do what they do. Ain't nothing wrong with what either party do, but it's a reason they do what they do. It's a reason we do what we do.
Right.
What's his name? Big Will. Man, Ballfack got his car coming out. I'm quite sure.
Like I told you, unless he decides to light up the clock, he won't be a factor either. But I don't think he's gonna do it. Now I honestly believe Ball Factor is gonna be a factor when he come out. I'm not gonna take anything away from him.
No, he loves it.
I just was asking him what he, you know, other people on his list was you know. Was my buddies them on the list? That's all I was asking.
Well, you know your buddies them on the list. Ain't no motherfucker list around on now. You know, they ain't the only motherfuckers that got green apples now. They ain't got to get down there and represent and keep representing. You can't ain't nobody coming no.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to cover. I just asking the question, man. I mean, some people think it's a little bit too. I was just asking to see if it was included. I just never got an answer. Not a straight answer, anyway. But, I mean, I think they will. I feel like it will.
Hey, Big Will.
No, just y'all rules, regulations.
You just can't
look at it. You can't change over. I gotta go and do the right thing with it.
Did you see that movie back in the day over there in Memphis called Hustle and Flow?
Yeah.
Remember that song they had on about DJ Swoop That Trick?
I heard them boys from down the street from me went up there and whooped some tricks.
Man, I heard goddamn Dungey play that song all the way back home. Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick.
Well, y'all know pimping ain't dead. It's just illegal now, so.
Hey, there you go, baby. There you go, sweetheart. I kind of like you now. I kind of like you already. There you go.
What did he say?
Pivot ain't dead and then got legal now. I like it. Hey, check me out. Check me out. Butt naked, see?
Okay.
No, I ain't talking about women. Hey, butt naked. See, number one, you got to understand that here. They, man, he having business. I always, me and Diane ain't never had no problem. I always having business. Hey, I can't say he do for one because he work hard as a motherfucker, just like we do. Try to fight
what
that motherfucker.
What you saying he do for one? I can't say that.
I can't say that. Because he worked just as hard as a motherfucker.
Just told me. I got a phone call to Dungey. Down
the
street, played it all the way home.
Whoop
that kid.
Well, see, now you better window shop because you should have been there. Call BET and get you a video.
I can't. I see you.
Hey, well, take me out, man. Man, we not here to run that man back. What you want to do?
Hey, I see y'all ain't down in Orlando, boy. You know how it is.
You got oil press yet?
Oh, I ain't never not had none. You know my sister died, ain't did it.
Yeah. You know that's important. Okay, you know that's more important than anything. Now. I just asked DJ have an oil press yet. Because they told me you put your motor in DJ car and you wrecked it, so I will make sure you have oil press.
That was a backup motor.
That's a
bag of mo.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't mean to change the subject, but laying down watching one of them reality shows laying down on TV, I thought about that goddamn Wick. You know, I be playing with Wick when he say Maine and all that shit there. I ain't know that damn K. Michelle from goddamn Memphis. Last night, she would fuck off and whoop somebody's ass. She was talking just like Wick. I was like, oh, them son of a bitch say that word over there just like that.
Hey,
we don't stand here. She said, girl. She said, get your ass out of here. Goddamn, we got all day right there, boy.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah, what up?
Boy, they fucked me and Wick up so bad, I got a Wick truck. I laid back in Wick truck. I looked up Wick and had some goddamn 1938 socks laying around that mother about 30 of them. Empty like a motherfucker. I was that damn nigga Wick too. I got that makes me wig all of them like a frog.
Oh, but he done emptied all the socks.
Yeah, we don't get them back. We'll get them in Texas and Orlando. Big payback.
Yeah. Y'all heard the big payback.
Remy most definitely hear that because I'm going to most definitely be there.
We got London on the chain. Man, here goes the damn fucking naked, man.
I told you what you been through all week. Don't know about the brand new cars you bought. Don't know about the brand new house. Don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good hair. That's a brand new mouth. Don't know about the brand new cars you bought. But, man, come on, man. We talking late tonight, man. You better close tomorrow night.
I heard they didn't know about your hands.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, sweetie.
I got that for y'all.
Thank you, sweetie. Hey,
yeah,
but
you got Miss Boss Chick on the line. Yeah.
That one time I had the boss out. Hey, but
I had the boss my way. Y'all think I should let him back in?
Hey, DJ, where you been? I've been
gotta get this baby. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm trying to find a moment. Nothing that happened. Hold a moment.
Yeah, bro. I'm glad you
came. I'm gonna get this baby. Take it back. That's what a moment. Hey, I ain't got the baby. No,
thank
I
you,
feel
man.
Like I want a goddamn one to cut. Now, hey, look at him, shit. You don't know me like that. You don't want to take no show. I ain't in a whole goddamn show. Because you put that little boat on, man. I am the call-in host. I'm the host of this show.
Hey,
Remy. Now you come out the goddamn way. I'm Mr. Goddamn Grey Goose and Mr. Goddamn Belvedere. That's what I drink.
Hey, but man, you better hold on. I really know about all the motherfucking hosts of this show now.
Hey, hell. I'm about to do my show. You know, that what me and BET for about my show now. I'm about to fuck with my show, period. You can fuck with me and talk shit and fuck with me, but don't fuck with my show.
Hey, you don't have to say, we cut the ass off. You don't want to hear that goddamn me.
Say what?
You keep on saying, you want me to meet your ass now.
Oh, you want me to show you how bad I am? I am the whole show back. Motherfucker. My goddamn show.
Okay, boss, you back in control, boss. Everybody, boss, in control. Boss, in control.
I tell y'all what, I'm going to show them the truth. I'm going to be the last 2-3 callers, and we've been in the show. How about that?
Hey, man, stop that damn show. It's 8 o'clock, man. I don't know if you're early. I'm early, man.
708-0313. You might get live. We're going to end the show early in a minute.
708, come on in here.
Man, that's that leaky-ass Leon, man. We don't want shit. A good plan, Mr. Mel, motherfucker.
That you,
how you
Lincoln?
Doing, Leon? This is Remy. How you doing?
Lincoln.
Are you there?
Hello?
I don't know what... Hello? Is it Lincoln? Who is this?
Man, Lincoln started with a 219, man. And you can hear me. I can speak real clear. I ain't muffled when I talk.
Who is this?
Oh, man. Just Rob from Chicago, Daye One. That's me, you know.
What's up, Rob? What's happening? You hear Mark over here?
Much, man. No. I wasn't paying attention. You know, he was kind of muffled, you know. You get kind of muffled when you always losing.
Man, I don't get no motherfucker muffled. I'm always muffled. What the fuck you mean? I've been doing this shit too long with this motherfucker, Marshall.
Then I say you gotta have some special ears to hear underwater. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay. All right, let me go to the next one. 313-2526. You're not gonna lie.
Man, I just want to say hi to my new girlfriend, Mark, man. Hey, DJ Butt Naked, BJ Butt Naked,
yeah.
That's my sweet thing there for.
No, that's your honey bun.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, you ain't shit, cause you left me here broke, and you didn't take that land, horse, and that chicken out here. hey, you smart motherfucker, what you been now? You ain't got no one horse and one chicken left. You want some dog, bitch? Y'all beat me down.
Oh, boy. Boy,
he is sweetie, Mark. God damn.
I don't want no more of that. I don't want no more weird. I got me a new honey now.
I'm good.
Hey, man. If you open your mouth in Texas, goddamn it, I'm gonna shut it for you.
Hey, I will be there. You coming up?
Oh shit!
I will be.
Oh, I want to see them.
You want to lock in?
I want to see them.
Hey, you want to lock in for Texas?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. We're Shorty, right?
Yes, sir. None other.
Okay, which one?
5 on 15
or better. All right, bet. 5 on 15 better. You ain't trying to head up 8th and Pro Tree, 8th and Mile. All
right, we're
going to
put a time on it. Put a time on it.
Time on it. I ain't going to put no time. I don't never put no time on my race, my life. So, fast, right,
hey,
I don't
Mark,
do it.
Mark, we can bet another little hun done on that one there, too. Hun done.
Okay, bet hun done. You hear me, Wayne? 5 on 15 or better.
Hey, Mark, if I gap you, you gotta give me that fancy earpiece you wear.
If you gap me, I'm gonna give you another 15.
I will see you in Texas, sir.
Okay, I do. Okay. Hey, DJ, you heard that, man?
I heard it.
All right, good one. You be safe, bro.
515 or better. Y'all ready Saturday? It's a Saturday, right?
Yeah. Hey, DJ, get it right. 515 in the earpiece.
All right, 15 earpiece. I'm gonna show your sway foot ass off. Hey, DJ,
yeah.
They got that Wayne got a hollow sprain, went on that track, that motherfucker like the fell on his face. He's this motherfucker, right?
Hey, he never lied about that. They hit that motherfucker right, boy.
Hey, Wayne couldn't move. That motherfucker stayed there 40 seconds trying to move his feet. He's man, this motherfucker, I can't move.
Hey, they thought
I was drunk.
I said, hell, I can't pick my feet up, motherfucker.
Hey, DJ, now I tell you I'm
going
to lock a motherfucker in.
That's what you said.
Yeah, man, I got to get one of that. I'm going to beat the shit out of him. I'm going to get this motherfucker.
Well, I'm done. I got my three lock-ins in Texas. I'm done locking in.
Yeah, him and Skinny Girl. I'm going to get Skinny Girl. You know, we fuck Skinny Girl up. Boy, we fuck Skinny Girl up. Boy, DJ.
Quit,
man. Yeah. I told y'all that them, don't leave that motherfucking Skinny Girl around. And don't leave Skinny Girl by herself now. We'll fuck Skinny Girl.
What you trying to say? Shit, that's my homeboy too, man. That's my homeboy.
But Naked, we have a caller joining in on the line.
Come on in. Who we got, Miss Remy?
Okay, we got area code 334 on the line. And the last 4 digits 7896. Are you there? Are you there?
334, Alabama. What's up?
Okay. Well, I guess they're no longer there.
Come on, Alabama.
Oh man, you don't get three people in Alabama calling. How you and Budney?
We don't need that many cops on me and him, but nigga,
goddamn.
Y'all hold on.
Hey. Man, I need to fuck Bud Nick up right quick for this. Yeah.
Y'all gonna see me down in Orlando, you song bitch.
We gonna get you in Orlando.
1894. 1894.
You're Mike and Lyle. I'm not strong up in this piece.
Man, I swear they calling back. You wait till we knock the ass off on the 15. You don't get two of them to come. Nobody, what's his name? My buddy, what's his name? What's his name? DJ, one call last night.
Big Will?
Not Speaker. Yeah, Sleepy and what's his name? Them only two gonna cop.
Big Will Lee?
Nah, Will ain't gonna. Will, if I'm gonna get his ass. I got him. He's sweet as bad pussy over there in Texas.
Y'all going over there? Who
locked in with the Texas hero Obama Boo? Daniel locked in with them. Daniel locked in with Obama Boo and Nightmare.
What do you mean? Nightmare's a big tie time.
Yeah, well, that motherfucker, yeah, he don't give a goddamn.
Goddamn. Well,
man, there ain't no motherfucker care about none of that bullshit no more, man.
Y'all let Daniel get too big.
Man, we ain't doing what the fuck he's supposed to do.
You goddamn right.
He doing what he's supposed to do. What the motherfucker?
I mean, well, these people like it, Daniel ain't a motherfucking man no more.
No, I don't
want to
say that.
Well,
you know,
well,
I'm going to give him credit now. I'm going to give him credit. He did damn good, though, Daniel. He did damn good.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did damn
good. He been showing up and showing the fuck out. I ain't telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. He most definitely been doing that.
That man show up to run two or three blood races every time he goes somewhere.
Yeah. But we don't put his ass back with him. We don't put him back where he's supposed to be at. Texas and Orlando,
we won't get there. Oh, shit. Y'all hear that,
Northern? Texas and Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get the ass that motherfucker Saturday night when I came down there for that dime. I said, fuck it, let's go. We fuck, what's the name of it? I said, come on, Damien, let's go. Yeah, no, I ain't fucking talking tonight. I can't talk tomorrow. And then somebody started putting their hat on my ass the next day. 1-1
I mean, Ma, that night when we ran down there, well, we were down there to rent y'all in the Valley, Savannah. My little boy said, Daddy, who that man here right there?
I said, Donnie, son.
Who?
I said, Donnie.
He said, what kind of car? I said, they ain't car. They just walking in the track, checking the track out. He said, is he going to beat them 901 boys? I said, I don't know, son. I ain't really seen Donnie run yet. I said, I ain't seen that charter car run either. He said, I like Donnie. I said, what you talking about? Man, I ain't got a hat on, Daddy. Don't keep me in there with his head like that. He said, I got $2 with Dunya. You like them 901 balls? I ain't got no money, son. They don't fuck me up tonight. I'm broke. You know what he said? The credit good. Come on, man. Right, I'm serious.
Right. So really, you call that credit and pay your goddamn son that $2.
I didn't get it. Hey, tell me I ain't broke. I didn't have two of them. I had filled my tank up when I first got out the engine down there. I ain't have no money. I had to pay y'all to park out on one raid and loan the other raid. Shit, I was fucked up.
Yeah, where the hell BET has at? He owed me 3 DVDs, goddammit.
Hey, man.
They caught me in that damn lockup. Whatever they say, we went to the archive and found that little comment or whatever, however it was.
But hey, DJ, boy, you missed. After we got fucked up, somebody took a picture of goddamn BET. That motherfucker looked like a shit zoo being hit by a Mack truck.
What are you saying?
Oh, man, I know BET had to take that one hard. Well, I ain't
talking
to BET. I know he took that door. I said,
God,
he hit the hole.
Why that goddamn BET dropped that camera and it fell on the wall? He said, what the fuck going on today?
Man. It is what it is, man. I'm just glad everybody had a good time, man. Sound like you guys know everybody had a good time.
Most definitely. Call in. 336.
What the hell? I mean, the number this man got. 336-1373.
336-1373. Mike Elijah.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on? Damn, I ain't know I had pushed the button. I was just sitting here listening.
Okay. Who's speaking with?
This is Bad Storm.
Hey, Bad Storm.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm not trying to make. Now I know I'm gonna ask you this because I know you are strong. You strong in it. Now if a man, if you ask a man a question, if he gonna race another grudge, because he pretty much put it out there that everybody on 29 don't know, and then another call on 29, they both gonna come out. You ask him if he's been a racer, and he throw the shot on you. What that sound like, man?
That man is scared. Hell, he go to throwing class cars. Ain't nobody racing no class car.
Thank you.
Oh, I know you come to my ball effect, though.
Yeah, I mean, I gave him more credit than that. I felt like he was going to say, say ass ain't safe either. But, I mean, hey, man didn't answer my question. He thought talking about he run the shadow. I said, I'm not trying to do it. You just pass the thing. You don't want to run them. You don't want to run them. Don't put no class card. Throw a class card out here. Come on, man.
You know how these guys get sometimes, man. I don't understand them. They go to talking about ain't nobody racing no class cars.
Ain't nobody, times are changing. Man, ain't no goddamn times are changing. Yeah, people times are changing, but the only thing we're going to know people times change is class cars. We see them times changing over there. Let them times change over there.
I already told somebody this. Either you going to grudge race or you going to class race. You can't do both. I don't know why they think they can, but they can't. You can't do both.
You know why they think they can, bad storm? Because a lot of these guys that put on these damn different races, let them class races in also still.
You're right. But the bottom line is that's just, you can't.
You're not supposed to really do it.
But if something works for one person, let it work. I mean, because if they ain't no need to try to get into what this person doing, what that person doing, I don't think it's right personally. But it works for some people.
And DJ, I'm finna get on your ass. You remember back here about 6 months ago, me and you had this same conversation. And you kind of said it was all right then. Yeah, but man, get on the shootout. That's all right.
Once you run that shootout and them class cars in there,
I don't give a damn how good a grudge racer you is. It's over for you. You ain't considered no grudge racer no more. You done crossed over.
It hurts the grudge game as a whole. That's what I feel. It hurts the grudge game as a whole if you let class cars in the shootout. But what I was saying was, you got some promoters that's what they do. That's what they, and then people know. If you taking that risk, if you get or hop in that shootout with them class cars.
Yeah, that's true. You just got some of them. They see that free money and they think it's an opportunity.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, it ain't no opportunity. All you doing is just hurting the game. But you already know what type of shootout it is before you go there.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question, Bad Storm. What do you think about a guy with a or crew with a 25.5 car, 25.2 or 3, where have you not? And they picking on younger guys with street cars with no roll cages. But they don't want to pick on nobody with their own class to get by them kind of guys.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of this show?
What's the name of what show?
This show tonight. What we call this show on Tuesday?
Oh, Weak Bitch Tuesday, huh?
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a weak bitch now. That's definitely a weak bitch now.
Myself personally,
if I know I got a guy covered, I ain't going to ask him to run. That's me personally.
Oh, man, there you go. Ain't nobody, unless somebody just want to be a fool and give you some money, yeah, I'll do that now.
Ain't nothing you
can
do about
that. I'm not finna pick on you. I ain't finna pick on you. I want a dog fight. I want a damn drag out. Get in the mud. That's what I want. Okay. Put two goddamn diesels together. Hook them bitches to the bumper and snatch on them motherfuckers. That's what I want.
Okay, I'm just wondering, because I hear about this going on. I missed it last night. I keep hearing about it. Certain individuals want to run. He boy that got a stock suspension car, all metal, no fiberglass, no except with a hood, no roll cage, but they got a 25.5 car, 25.3 fiberglass everywhere, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah, that's a weak bitch there.
Oh yeah, talking about let them, they gonna run on motor, and let the other guy, the street car, spray. What kind of shit is that?
Well, now he's giving us a knock. Now he is.
Man, they got them car.
I don't know what the car you're talking about. I think I got an idea about one of them. I don't know what the other car is.
That ain't no race still, man. Hey, you think I can run on motor and do some shit, too, you know, with the Cubicans I got?
That was a good damn grill show, man. That's what we got to get back to. We got to get back to that right there.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I believe that race going to kind of set the tone. So Texas and Orlando ought to be crazy. I know Texas is going to be good, and I know Orlando going to be stupid, man. Good. Racing. Woo!
Mean ball is gonna fall out that day. One of y'all, that mean ball is gonna fall out that day. Mean ball is gonna fall out that day. Cause he said I was scared last time I was dying. Now.
Well, but nigga, I'm gonna tell you, you got a little making up to do, buddy. Cause a lot of them playing your sauce, but I'm just keeping it real.
Well, you know. Hey, long.
I ain't got no oil pressure. They playing me that way too. That's good. I don't care, but. You know,
I like it when it's like that, DJ, because when it's like that, the motherfuckers tend to let the neck hang when it like that. When they let them hang, I thump the motherfuckers. When I thump them,
I like it like that, too. Remy like it like that, too.
Uh-oh, what is Remy, you seem like you always comment on the freaky stuff. What's going on with this man? She's always either chime in on anything that sounds halfway freaky. She goes chime right on in. When I say butt naked, man, butt naked? Golly. What's going on, Miss Red?
But Nikki never told me.
Is you drinking
but
something?
But what I'm saying
is,
hey, DJ. If she says something, you holler butt naked, all she got to do is go look at her off the track.
What I need to go look at?
What the hell that motherfucker said? What are you saying, DJ? Stop laughing, goddamn. What the hell are you saying?
What are you saying, Mark? Say it again. Mark, that fella.
What you saying, rerun?
But DJ said when he told us, hey, butt naked, she holler, ooh, butt naked. Yeah, I said, you go out there and look at Uncle Jay's tractor.
Yeah, he told me he was going to tell me, you know, what was the thing behind that.
Tell us, butt nigga, what time happened. I remember you had a top show one day about that. Someone you dropped the car in jail, they slapped you on your booty or something.
No.
My
dog walking everything I see. When I go in, I say, talk to ball. She came on, she said, oh. I got to watch what I say now, because she 14 months. Now she picking up. But, I'll tell you about it one day.
Okay, I'm going to be waiting. I'm going to be waiting on that.
You'll be waiting on that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're waiting. Ain't hold your breath. I'm glad you're waiting. You ain't hold your breath.
What is up with you tonight, Mark?
Yeah, Mark cutting up on the line.
Yeah, he cutting up. Acting like them girls in the club, not showing up. Shaking ass.
Yeah, he getting ratchet on the line. That's what we call it, getting ratchet.
Oh, Mark.
Hey, man.
Hey, DJ.
What the fuck? Yeah, man.
Hold on. What's up, bud nigga? Like, bud nigga ain't straight. Hey, what you got in my boy, man?
Oh, God, man. Man, come on, man.
What they say when they put that out? Come on, ma. Pay me, ma.
We go to, they go to, we don't try to battle out with them.
It is.
I can't get that goddamn telephone of him.
I ain't mad at that, boy. Everybody going to Texas, we know we're going to be in Texas, so ain't no sense
he going over there. I know he got the business to take care of. I do respect that, just the way we do. So, you know.
Last year, y'all was giving him the business.
yeah, that's what I said. That's why I don't trip about it. It's a turnaround. We ain't gonna tap out.
Yeah.
We can't. Hey, one thing about us, I bet we don't tap out. He just got beat us asleep. Fuck it.
May I help you, sir?
The host for 7 minutes.
250. How many ribs do I get with that?
Hey, one thing about it, DJ, right there, think I can win with the hell I'm going to keep getting my money. So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh? No, that's right. I know that. Yeah, right. About, I know what you're saying. Let me get one. But I heard, I also heard it's going to be some changes in 215. I heard that more. That was Whit said. Whit said 215, y'all. Turn up. Oh, you know, we always going to turn up. You know, we all of us got different things we finna do. We can go to the round table. Hey, I love my crew. That's why I love my crew so much. We get together, we talk about this shit, get it done, and go back fighting.
That's it. Go back fighting.
Just like this. Now, first time, early that day, goddamn, I said, ain't no way we're going to let him leave this motherfucker and don't run him again. Let's get this motherfucker back over there. Woo! Man, I take my head out to him. He drove the shit out of his car. Cause that car, that motherfucker was at 1 o'clock. He drove that motherfucker.
Damn.
Take my head out there, man. He drove the shit. He drove the hell out of his car, man.
Done yay.
Yeah. See how y'all said that? Done yay. I can't wait for next week, y'all. 901. 8901. Why you got to be a crowd out of 901? Hey, you beat the shit out of us, right? But I swear to God, we wouldn't give them shortcuts, no kind of break. We would be trying to get our goddamn money back in time before we come up.
Hey, you say y'all, you say you're drinking your money back all count. He did like that old, that ragged ass hole in the slide, and he did it in that time just to keep you coming back, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
he put it all in.
Hey, man, we got the shit beat out of us. Ain't no excuse. We got the shit beat out of them. Them boys came out and fucked us up. Them guys came out and fucked us up all of
But at the end of the day, you never know who's going to win until you get in the box and fight. That's it. You got to get more. That's it. You better send them out. Put an address to the shop, Mark. I need to send a witness coming to that goddamn Jerry Carroll kit that DJ got. Hey, them grows from hell. Now, there's a hip where we're like a song bit down now. All that hell back. Now, you got to get yourself a little better.
Hey, I don't know, me and Whitney looking at each other, goddamn, like two sick hounds, like we ain't in the 50s, we look at these two, I can't think. These motherfuckers beat the brakes out of my head, I can't think.
Oh, man.
But, you know, at the end of
the day, I mean, the good thing is, man, I like, and we can sit and laugh and talk about this shit, man, and I love the attitude that both teams and everybody got. I like the way shit going, man. Everybody got them trying to engage, man.
Oh, yeah, supposed to be,
and, you know, they got to keep it going.
And, you know, I can't have all this motherfucking
and keep all this political bullshit out. I mean, man, we trying to raise it. We'll be arguing about who got, you know, all this extra shit. I mean, everybody trying to race and enjoy themselves, man. Not to worry about all this extra political bullshit about the game.
So you don't think it's a good thing to, you know, speak on the political issues
that's going on right now
with it being voting time?
No. What I'm saying is when I say, maybe I need to change it. Not so much political bullshit, just some. I don't want to call it some bitch-assness,
Okay, well, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, just on stuff that don't really ain't gonna help the game or like. You know,
okay.
I don't want to put an example on it, but.
Okay. I see exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
The flexing. That's what I call it. The flexing.
You
know y'all niggas
like
to flex.
Oh my god.
We gonna see who gonna be flexing though, at the North Star Raceway on the 15th. Y'all come out and check us out, everybody who listening in. Come out and check us out on the 15th, and then Texas at the North Star Raceway.
And y'all can put y'all can put a face with the voice, and Miss Raymond will be in the house.
You gonna be there?
She gonna be there.
I'm gonna put a face with the voice. The man, we gonna be Facebook. Huh? Ain't no Facebook. No one.
Shout out to Mark. We look forward to seeing everybody next weekend in
Texas.
That's right.
Texas.
And Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.